and buried in a shallow ditch. "You want me to drive Kaylee to soccer?" Dave asked. "I can do it." "You're sure?" Megan nodded. Not even Dave knew the truth about the woman who had shared his bed for the past 16 years. Dave didn't even know that Megan's real name was, strangely enough, Megan. Same pronunciation, but computers and IDs only know spelling. She would have asked her mother why the weird spelling, but her mother had died before Megan could talk. She had never known her father or even who he was. She'd been orphaned young, grew up hard, ended up stripping in Vegas and then Atlantic City, took it a step further. Loved it. Yes, loved it. It was fun and exciting and electrifying. There was always something going on, always a sense of danger and possibility and passion. "Mom?" It was Jordan. "Yes, honey. Mrs. Friedman says you didn't sign the permission slip for the class trip. I'll send her an email. She said it was due on Friday. Don't worry about it, honey, okay?" It took Jordan another moment or two, but eventually he was placated. Megan knew that she should be grateful. Girls die.